Every morning in the McCain High School Library in the Red Clay District, students and faculty converge on a coffee bar to order Java and prepare for the day.
We have iced coffee.
Yes, we do.
It's right there.
Yes.
McCain's coffee counter exemplifies how libraries have evolved in recent years. No longer just a quiet space for reading or cranking out term papers, libraries are for online research, collaborative learning, even video production or a caffeine jolt. McCain librarian Cindy Monger says it's the center of her school.
Students come here individually to work on various things, to do research, to apply for jobs. Teachers bring their classes here again for research, to use the computers, and also we are very popular in the morning.
The Christina District has no librarians or any staff in its 6 middle and high schools. Students can't go to the stacks of books unless a teacher takes their class. Newcastle County Votech has 4 high schools, but only one has a certified librarian. The others are staffed by a lower-paid paraprofessional. By contrast, all 16,000 students in Red Clay have a master's-level librarian in their schools, Supervisor Judith Conway says.
We are committed to libraries. Now, you know, with budget cuts, everybody has to take their share, but it's pretty much like our share isn't any different than anybody else's share.
Take Dickinson High. Its library has more than 12,000 volumes, literary classics, biographies, academic tomes, and books for students learning English, devotees of graphic novels, and those in the LGBTQ community. It's also a computer lab, study hall, makeshift film studio, coffee shop, and sanctuary for students to sort out emotions or find solitude, says librarian Debbie Suplee.
A lot of kids who have high anxiety in school and have a lot of trauma going on at home, and this is a great way for them to just come in and decompress. So they come in, they sit down, it might be at the end of a class period, it might be during lunch, and they just kind of mess around with the puzzle.
Yet fewer and fewer of Delaware's 137,000 students have access to a librarian. A 2013 report said only half of the state's 250 public schools had one and concluded, quote, library services continue to deteriorate. There are even fewer librarians today, a situation the state's leading school library official calls dismal. Dickinson senior Joelle Wilkins calls the library her salvation.
I usually come to the library about every day. I have a really rough time staying in class where it's really loud, so I do my work usually in here, and it's quiet and I feel comfortable. It really helps me concentrate. Without the library, I would be completely lost.
Colonial District is taking a different route, spending $600,000 of taxpayer money at William Penn High to turn the library into an innovation center. No librarian and fewer books, but more online resources, meeting space, and a cafe. Conway counters that Red Clay libraries have modernized, organically and by design, with a librarian at the helm.
They're missing a lot. I mean, research has shown that if you have a certified librarian in the school, test scores are higher. And there's a good reason for that.
All over Delaware, it's a fight to keep or restore libraries. In many districts, it's been a losing battle. Chris Barish, WHYY News.